There it is, the music that we started as our theme music last week. I forgot to give credit where credit is due.
Okay.
That is by G Love and Special Sauce. The song is called Hot Cookin', and it comes from an album called Lemonade.
Yeah. So. Great, great band. Super fun.
Dee's here. She brought the beer. I've got some food. We're getting ready for the big game. This is kind of pre-gaming right now.
Yeah.
So quick little background here. The joke at our house is we get every food magazine in the world, which is not true. We get Bon Appetit, we get Savour, and we get Food and Wine.
Okay.
These magazines constantly do special little sections for the big game.
Sure.
And so I grabbed every February issue that I could find.
All right.
And went
all
through,
right.
And I came up with a couple different recipes for popcorn.
Yeah.
I went with the buffalo wing popcorn.
Perfect.
And as you would guess, it's got a little bit of a spice to it. It's got Frank's Red Hot in it.
Okay.
Oh, shout out to good local company here. I always think of Royal Route 1 popcorn for the pre-made stuff.
Yeah.
You know, in those big tubs.
Yep.
And I love what they do with it. I forget that you can actually buy unpopped popcorn and pop it yourself.
Certainly.
So it's Royal Route 1 popcorn.
Nice.
And I made the sauce. You basically make the popcorn, make the sauce, pour it in with it, and then bake it in the oven for about 15 minutes as
well. Oh, okay. So it's like kind of like how you would do a caramel corn. Basically.
Exactly. It's basically okay. a spicy caramel corn is what
nice.
It is. So. And what did you bring to pair with this?
So I brought it's called Anti-Hero IPA. It's from Revolution Brewing in Chicago. We had a chance to actually tour the facilities down there, and it was awesome. Very cool group of folks working at Revolution Brewing, and they're just solid on their beers. I haven't had one of their beers that I didn't like. This is their flagship IPA. That's there. And they had another IPA that was in the store that I was looking at. And it was like, I think it was called Everyday Hero. And it was a session IPA.
Explain to me session before you go on here. I've had it explained to me before, but I want to know if it's the right definition.
Yeah. So when you say something sessionable, it's lower ABV.
Okay.
It means you can go to Pound Town on them.
Okay.
Essentially.
So it was the right definition. The way I was told to think about it is, if you're going to have a big session of drinking beer, this is what you want to drink.
Exactly. But I figured since it was the big game and you usually like to tie in a little bit of a buzz, let's go for the higher ABV. And that's how we ended up with Anti-Hero, their flagship IPA from Revolution Brewing. This has a lot of different hops in it, which gives it that wonderful smell that it has. That's like there's so many aromas that come out to you. Mango and pineapple. But there's also like the pininess of the hops that we usually associate with IPAs. The piney and the floral.
You had
scents.
Me at mango.
Right, totally.
I love mango. So
and yeah, this is it's a wonderful beer. You would not think it's a 6.7. There is still kind of that great bitter finish that we look for on an IPA, but it's not punch you in the face bitter. It's a very nice, well-rounded, smooth. You still get malt tones out of this beer. It's a home run IPA as far as I'm concerned.
So. All right, so I'm going to have a little popcorn.
All right. Oh, my gosh.
I took too much popcorn.
Ooh, that goes with the spice really well.
It really does. And you mentioned a couple of weeks ago that IPA is what you want when you got a spicy food.
Yep, that's the go-to with any pairings. If you have spice, you like spice, pair an IPA with it. The oils will naturally just go around in your mouth more, and you just get more of that spice than you would with any other pairing that you would put with a spicy dish.
I like it. Nice job.
Oh, thank you. Nice job with you, too, man. Look at that. A
couple facts and figures. I mentioned that these magazines do special sections all the time. And a couple years ago, Bon Appetit did a super poll, and they polled people about their game parties.
Okay.
What singer from history would you like to see sing the national anthem, or would you have liked to see sing the national anthem?
I would say, I mean, Jimi Hendrix, if I can pick anybody.
Jimi Hendrix fared fairly low on the poll here. Janis Joplin and Marvin Gaye got 5% of the vote. Jimi Hendrix, Michael Jackson each got 11% of the vote. Elvis and Frank Sinatra each got 15%.
Wow.
And the biggest vote getter was Whitney Houston at 23%.
Holy guacamole.
Now, I would think she could knock it out of the park.
Oh, yeah,
to be
sure.
Honest, but yeah. 29% of us will sing along to the anthem when it's played on game day.
I will not because I'm horrible at singing.
Wings wins out as the best big game food. 38% of people chose that. However, a couple years ago, Food and Wine magazine did a similar poll, but they did it state by state. And chili was the big winner in Wisconsin.
No kidding.
So,
I believe
Wisconsin's
that.
Biggest dish was chili. And my favorite question, would you rather watch the whole game sober or see your team lose? 76% said they would stay sober to see their team win.
Okay. All right.
That's got to be a tough one in Wisconsin.
I know. I was like, man, you better ask it to Wisconsin. I can see where we're at.
I just can't imagine how anyone would answer that. 2015, they did a Food Lover's Guide to the Big Game with all kinds of tips on beer and food, everything from snacks to the main course and dessert at your party. They also asked several celebrities what they serve at their party.
Okay.
And while chili wins out in Wisconsin and wings was quite a bit lower on the list, BJ Raji from the Packers.
Yes.
Wings is a must-have at his party along with pizza.
Oh, sure.
So there you go. Some facts and figures about the big game party.
Those are the traditional ones I think of when I think of Super Bowl parties. Taco dip, pizza.
No wings. Double dipping, though.
No double dipping. That's a rule we're taking from here on out.
All right. We have today popcorn, spicy popcorn. It's buffalo wing popcorn along with...
The Anti-Hero IPA from Revolution Brewing.
All right. We eat, we drink, we feed the resistance every Friday morning right about this time on Madison's Alternative 106.7 The Resistance.